We are learning Masechtas Ksubos, Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning six lines from the top with two dots. Gufa, Amar Shmuel, Hamoiche Shtar Choyv L'Chaveroi. Someone sells a Shtar Choyv to his friend. That means he has a Shtar that says that Reuven owes him money. And we call him the Moicher. Reuven owns the Moicher money, $100,000. He sells it to Lekech, and a Lekech has a $100,000 Shtar that he can collect. And this Meichel goes, and he's Meichel the Chayv. The halacha is Machel, it's Machel for the Yerush Machel. Not only can he Meichel it, even his Yerush can Meichel it. So here, this way, the Lekech will lose out. Amar Rav Huna Breider of Yeshua, is like this. If the Lekech is a smart man, what he should do is, after he buys his star, he should walk over to the Loiva, who owes the money, and Mekar Keshlei Zuzi, he shakes a little money from him, gives him a little money, because of Lei Shtar B'Shmei, and the Loiva will write a Shtar B'Shmei, which the Ritva explains to me is like this. He writes a Shtar that says that I'm going to pay you what it says in that Shtar. And therefore, now he can't be Meichel anymore. Now the Meicher can't be Meichel anymore. Because now the Loiva wrote a Shtar, Mechayiv himself, what it says in the Shtar, he's Mechayiv himself to the Lekech. And therefore now, the Meicher can't be Meichel anymore. Now the Ritva speaks out that you don't rip up the first star, because in the case where the Meicher is not Meichelet, you rather use that star to collect. Why? Because that star, the Zman, is much earlier, and therefore you could collect from Lekuchos, from the Shabbatim. You could collect from the things that the Loiva sold in between, in the interim of the loan. But if you make a star from right now, from today, so anything that was sold earlier is not Meshubbat anymore. So therefore, it's only used in the case of Mechila. But without Mechila, you'll use the original star. So that's the eighth set of Bekech. Zog to Gemara Vaita, and we mentioned this Gemara a little bit on last year. Oma Ameimar, Man de Don Dina Gami, Magbi Bod Beishtar Ma'aya. Ameimar says, the Man de Oma holds that you collect for Garmi. What does Garmi mean? So, Pashup Shadda means there's three things, either a Maisa Mamish, or there's a Grama, or a Garmi. A Garmi is something that I caused, but it's a Vadai, a loss of money. So here, when you're Meichel this Chayv, when the Meicher is Meichel the Chayv, he caused the Lekech who bought this $100,000 note, he caused him a loss. So if you hold, it's Rameir Shita Pashas, that he holds that Don Dina Garmi, if you're Mechayiv, if you're Goyer Mehefsa to your friend, you have Mechayiv money. So in this case, you're going to have to pay the Mei Shtara Ma'alyo, which the Ritva means, it means how much such a star is worth. It's called like a Mazik. How much does a $100,000 star sell in the shuk? Let's say it sells for $95,000. So the halacha is, if you meichlet, you have to pay $95,000 because you go rim a hefzer to lekech. That's what Amemar says. And if you don't hold that you pay for garmi, then the halacha is magbi beid the meinari ba'amma, which Rashi says means the Meicher says, I sold you a paper, you have the paper, I don't owe you anything. So what's Lashon Magbi? Fizel, Lashon Magbi is Lav Dafka, but it means, if you hold Dina Gami, then you're responsible to pay up for what you caused the loss. If you hold Loi Dina Gami, you say, what am I? I didn't do anything with my hands. All I did was Meicher L'Chayv. So I'm not Mechayv to pay for it. And one of the mice that with someone talking to collect like the Garmi, have the Ubdu of a kafya rafram larvashi, bagbe bibe, kikashur litsami. One time, there was a story where someone was Meichel Shtar, and Rafram forced Rav Ashi to pay kikashura kitsami, which means full price. It's a muscle of full price. Kashur litsami means someone who's a sculptor or a painter, and he needs like a beautiful wall, beautiful kaira beam to make his pictures on. So there you buy something very smooth and straight. So Allah, so here, he made him pay a full price. Like upon him, we have over here, that if you hold Don Dinagami, you have to pay for it. So on this, Tosis has a kasha that we learned yesterday, that there was someone who sold a ksuba, and then she got divorced. So now the ksuba had to be paid up. So the lekeach came to the daughter of that lady who died already to say, the ksuba belongs to me. So Rav Nachman gave Eitzah, let her be Meichel the Chayv. And then she'll get it, she'll eventually get it from her father, because he's Meichel the Chayv. So she'll eventually get the ksuba from her father. That was the Eitzah we had in yesterday's da. Frank Tosfos, what do you mean? That was Rav Nachman talking. Rav Nachman holds you, Don Dina de Garmi. Then you're responsible for Garmi. So So Chayra, what did she gain by being Meichelet? She still has to pay the Lekech now. She caused a hezek for the Lekech. So Tosfos is different to Rishon. Tosfos Teretz of Rabbi Yitzchok, Shmaka Teretz. He says, you're not Mechuyev to pay more than the Lekech paid for it. But a case of a Ksuba, they sold it for Tosfos and all. You paid very little, paid pennies on the dollar for that Ksuba, because Ksuba is always a risk. You don't know if they're going to get divorced. So therefore, it still was a gain to her. She had to pay the whole ksuba, so the whole ksuba was 200 zuz. Okay, here they sold it for 20 zuz. All you had to pay is 20 zuz, and you're gonna gain the whole 200 zuz. Therefore, that's what you gained over there, because even if you don't think you're me, according to Tosfos, you only have to pay for how much lekeach paid for it. That's all you have to pay. Like a problem, that's one of Tosfos' truism. Zok to Gemara Vayter. Back to our Gemara. So now, we're going to go to a new inyan that the loch is Amar Amayim Rashmei Rab Chama Haiman the Ika Allah Alaha Ksubas Isha Bachayv. He has two chayvis to pay. He has two things he has to pay. He has to pay a ksuba, and he has to pay a bachayv. He has two debts. So the Isli Ara, he has property. The Isli Zuzi, and he has cash. Now, the best thing to pay someone who collecting money. He wants cash. He'll decide what he wants to buy with the cash. And second, the best is Ara. So who gets the cash? Who gets the land? So le bachoiv misakin le mezuzi. To the bachoiv you give the money, the cash. Le isha misakin le ara. To the isha you give the land. Haikidine vaikidine. Each one gets like their din. Rashi explains that by a loiv and a malva, he really deserves back money, because when he lends money, he lends cash. That's what he lends. So he wants back cash, and that's also what he's samech on. Masha'inkin ksuba. Ksuba is not lending any money. Ksuba, when she gets married, her smichas das is on karka. That's what she's being samech on, that she's in a, that's going to be her guarantor that she gets paid. And therefore, it makes sense to give her land. And Rashi explains, even if she brings in nichsei tzar and barzel, which is metaltlim, and it could be money. We had earlier on in the Masechta, nichsei tzar and barzel could be money, or it could be stuff. So still, that she still owing samech das on the karka. Why? Because it goes into the ksuba. It goes into her 200 zuz of ksuba. They added on to it all part of ksuba, and the ksuba in her mind represents land. So therefore, haikidine haikidine v'loy ika. And another halacha is like this: v'loy ika lechad ara v'loy chaz yalechad. Let's say this guy who has these two debts doesn't have enough money. He only has one piece of land enough for one debt. Which one does he pay? So the Gemara says, you first pay up the chayiv, your loan, and then you pay the isha. So first goes the bachayiv. My time. What's the reason? Like Rashi explains, buy a loiva and a malva. There you have to pay up the avav. If you're not going to pay up the loans, the whole institution of lending will stop, because people are not going to lend money if they don't get first. Isha will not stop getting married if they don't give her first. Because Maisa, she wants to get married more than he wants to marry her. And therefore, it won't stop the whole idea of marriage by giving the Bachoy first and not the Isha. Taisus even asks, you see, when there's a Kaisal Shabam, there's a between a Bachoy and a Ksubas Isha. We say, who's the weaker one? We say, weaker one's a Ksubas Isha because of Chayin. And no one argues there, so what's Hashtim Nagamara? So he answers simple. He says, here, where the guy's alive, and Shalos, who's going to pay? You have to pay the Bachay first, because Leitim does they love him. And the Isha will get married. But La'acha Misa, they were talking about the Mara before, the Kaishal Baham, talking about La'acha Misa, with the Yarshim. So there, Misa is not Shriach. If you don't give after Misa to Bachay, it's not going to stop people from lending money. It's not a Shriach case. So there, it's no shash of Latino does love him. That's why he's through in the Svara of Chayim. Akapanim, that's what our Gemara says, that the money goes to the Bachayiv, the kak goes to the Isha, and if you only have one, it goes to the Bachayiv. Omer Papal Rav Chama, Vaday Dem Risu B'Shmei De Rava, did I hear that you said B'Shmei Rava, in the name of Rava, that Haiman the Maski Bezuzi, someone who owes money, V'Isli Ara, and he has land, the Bachayiv comes over to him and says, you know, you owe me money. He has no cash. And he says, Zilshka Maros, to take my land. Amrinalei, we tell the guy who owes the money, not the Bachayiv, we tell the guy who owes the money, we tell the Loiva, Zilzovin At, you sell the land, and go bring him cash. Did you ever say that B'Shem Rava? I heard that you said B'Shem Rava, that you have to give cash. And if you don't have cash, you have to sell your land to get cash. Amalei, Loi, no. I never said such a thing. B'Shem Rava. So Rav Papa asked, Emeli Gufadov the Chavis. Tell me what the story was that I heard. I heard something about this. Tell me the story. The story was like this. The guy really had cash originally. And when the loiva came to collect the cash, he said the money's tied up. You see, cash that belongs to the guy. So since who was Shleika Hagen, since he did Shleika Hagen, we do him make him sell the land. And Tosis points out that why make him sell land, just get his take his cash. Teretz says that by this time already he had no cash, Taka. But since he did Shleika Hagen, so we force him now to sell the land and to bring in the cash. Other Rishonim say the case was that the cash was still around, but now the guy was scared to take that cash because he said it belonged to the guy, and he's scared maybe Taka belongs to the guy. I don't want that cash. So Akapanim, if a guy only has land and he didn't do anything wrong, Avadi, you don't make him sell the land. But if he did something wrong, we do it to him Shleika Hagen. So what's the bottom line? Tosfos speaks out that we have no cash in the Gemara. But what's the bottom line? How do you do collections? So Tosfos did mas lebachayv. Tosfos lebachayv. We're in Tosfos lebachayv. Omar Ben Tam. The Gimel dinim. There's three dinim. Chalukim. Separate dinim. Lemalva. Lenizik. Lesacher. Lebachayv. Isle zuzi. He gets money. Lemotzus luke ba'ara. You can't misalak him with ara. Nizik. I feel isle zuzi misalak ba'ara. But nizik you give land. Uvesachir, that's the guy who you hired. I feel less than zuzi. I'm really a zil tarach v'zavin v'aisi zuzi. You could tell him to go get money. You give him anything you want. Tell him you get the cash. They're opposite. By isach, I feel less than zuzi. Even if he doesn't have money, that's the most chomer. I'm really a zil tarach. You tell the guy who hired him, you got to come up with cash. A socher, a pile, you have to pay him cash. That's the halacha. So bachoiv, if you have cash, you have to pay it, not give him land. A nizik, lechatzil, you give him land. A sachir is different din. That's the different halachas that Tosfos points out. Talk to Gemara about it. Omer of Kanal Rapapa, l'yadach the amrit, priyas bachoiv mitzvah. So there's a chiddush, there's a chaykes really in the Gemara, in Erechin, is priyas bachoiv mitzvah, or you have to pay back a chayv. There's a man yomah holds that the payback of chayv is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to pay back. And where's the mitzvah from? From the pasuk according to Rashi, the pasuk hin tzedek, shehein shalach tzedek, v'lav shalach tzedek, that you should be honest. So priyas b'chayv is a mitzvah. So let's say he says, "I'm l'dichle a mitzvah." My, what do you do to him if he doesn't want to do a mitzvah? Do you force him or not? Amalei tanina, we looked at a brayse. Medva amurim. When do you get malchus mitzvah loisasa? If a mitzvah say, going to Imam Loy, I say sukkah, you're telling him make a sukkah, but Ina Isa, he doesn't want to do it. Or Lula, Ina Isa, you tell him, shake a Lula, he doesn't want to do it. Mak Ina Isa, Ach Tetsi Nafshay. You give him patch until he Tetsi Nafshay, until he says he can't handle it anymore. So you force the guy to do a mitzvah. Same thing, Priyas Bachayv mitzvah, that you force the guy to do this mitzvah to pay. Rather, you write only a mitzvah, but you force him to do the mitzvah. It's the gay, the nafkmina, priyas bachayv mitzvah, the gay for you. Soimim, that could be soimim, don't have to pay the father's chayv. There's a shibud that could be on the karkayis. But there's no mitzvah for your soimim to pay the chayv of the father, because priyas bachayv is a mitzvah, and then it's not their mitzvah. And therefore, they don't have to pay. It's only a mitzvah. It's not a mamish or chayvis mammon. There's a shibud that could be, maybe midarabanan, but all it is a mitzvah. The interesting, Rav Chaim is a kasha, there was just a mitzvah. So we know that on a mitzvah, al yivaz v'jayisim v'chaymish. So the minyan of the yom by esrik. Now let's spend more than 50 of your money for esrik. So why over here, let's say you owe a lot of money, you say, what do you mean? Only it's a mitzvah, only a fifth, I can't do more than a fifth. That's his kasha. The different terutzim in the achrayinim all have different terutzim. Some say, you're right, you only have to do a fifth, so you pay up to a fifth, but now you still have a mitzvah. You have now a mitzvah because you still have more money to pay. You have to pay another mitzvah. It's like a guy has a mitzvah of Hanukkah, a mitzvah of Sukkah. He has to do a fifth for each one. So here, each one is a fifth. That's one of the terutzim, different terutzim, ayin chum, in your local raid bites, for different terutzim to this kasha.